Solar Sharks Radio, and it's a midweek update from your Building Craftsman sponsored Solway Sharks as we look back on a Midlands road trip which yielded 3 points out of four, and we look ahead to this coming weekend. Billingham Stars into the Ice Bowl on Saturday night, and then the team heading to the North East to play the Whitley Warriors on Sunday. Joined on the line by Sharks head coach Martin Grubb to look back at the Midlands trip to Telford and Solihull and look forward to the weekend ahead. And starting with the weekend and Coach Grubb, the Midlands road trip, 3 points this weekend. It's been a happy hunting ground pretty much all season for you.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, as with any game and any weekend, you go in there looking for maximum points. And, you know, I think you've got to give credit to Telford on Saturday. The first period, I would think we dominated, but after that, they came hard at us and they played that slightly smaller, tighter rink well, and they went ahead and they had scoring chances. And, you know, Callum made a couple of good saves, including a penalty shot for Carroll Jets. And that gives them the confidence to go on and find the equaliser. I mean, they couldn't win it anyway. So, you know, a point was probably a fair result. And then Sunday we played a typical road game, and I thought we played really well on Sunday. Everybody contributed. And as you say, for the season, last year I think we took 1 point out of the eight, and this year we've taken 7 out of 8. So, you know, in the grand scheme of things, we've got to be happy with the improvement, we've got to be happy with the amount of points, and it's probably something that a lot of other teams couldn't have done in this league when you go on these kind of difficult double headers.
And you've said the Midlands double header, and this weekend it's got a northeast theme. We've got Billingham coming into the Ice Bowl on Saturday, and then it's Hillheads. Always a difficult place to go on Sunday, and it's cliche, I suppose, but it's one game at a time. And you look at Billingham first coming in. Obviously, they had a weakened team last time they came up for the cup match, and now they're back on league duty. It'll be you'd expect them to come in all guns blazing.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, as we start to approach the business end of the season, the games come thick and fast, and every game now is a big game and a tough game. And I mean, we can't read anything to that cup game at all. The Stars came in short, but still caused a trouble at times. So we know what we're going to face on Saturday. It's the top two in the league, and rightly so, with the hockey that we've been playing, both ourselves and Billingham, over the course of the year. And, you know, I don't expect it to be an open game. I think it might be a bit of a test game at times. It's going to be who takes the chances, who can execute their system. And for ourselves, we've just got to look at what we need to do and make sure that it's all the small things and the finer points of the game that we need to do better than them. And obviously, we do have a little bit of an advantage being at home, and we've got to make sure that we use that fully. And of course, as you say, it's going to shift by shift, game by game, as we've always went. And hopefully after Saturday night, we come out on top. And I think it'll be a huge result if we can do that.
And the way the league standings are, obviously, Billingham had the win on the Derby game, so they've closed the gap, albeit by only a point to just a 9 points. It was 10, it's 9 points going into the weekend, and Billingham with that game in hand. But it's a top of the table 4-pointer, and it's I think, like you said, every game towards the back end of the season now is going to be a huge game.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they would have seen our result on the Saturday, got them a point, it gives them a chance to at least pick one up on us. And you know, coming in on the back of a Derby victory is always going to give any team confidence. So we've got to be ready for what they bring into the building. And, you know, we've got to make sure that we get ourselves ready to play. And as you say, it's a huge game, because I think if we could get the points, then, you know, it would make it pretty tough. And it would, for Billingham, and keep things in our hands. If they can get the win, then you go to a difficult game on the Sunday, and it gives them confidence in the chase that's going on at the moment. So I think both teams will come in confident. Both teams will play the typical kind of, I would think, fast kind of open hockey that they try and play. We'll have to both be solid defensively, and we've just got to make sure that we have a better team and get the result on the night.
And you're talking about the Sunday. Billingham have got a tough home game. They've got Solihull coming into their bond, so I see you know very well what Solihull are capable of, having played them on Sunday, and you're going to Hillheads. Which is a unique facility, you could say.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the same thing. You go, when you go into the Hillheads, you know what you're going to, you know what you're getting. you're getting a, as you say, it's a different facility, it's a different style of play that, that David's got his team playing down there, and it's normally successful for them. So again, it comes down to work rate and execution of the system and players being accountable for what they've got to do, and you've got to try and take the crowd out of the game in the first 5-10 minutes. I mean, I think that's where Billingham were successful last week, was a couple of early goals, got them on the front. And I think it'll be a difficult game for us because we've not been there since the first game of the season, and you know, we hadn't played any pre-season games, and I think we caught them cold, so they'll be up for that game. We know it's of huge importance to them as they look towards the playoffs. It's of huge importance to us as we look to obviously the top end and challenging for a title. So, you know, I expect it to be very tight, very difficult. And again, it's going to be about the result rather than the performance.
And team-wise, players coming back into the lineup slowly and surely, but boosting their roster numbers.
Yeah. Got Ross Money back on Sunday. He had to serve a couple of games suspension. And we managed to do that. We hope that Ben Edmonds will be available this weekend. Dundee's been short, and our agreement's always been that they'll play at the highest level they can. So Ben's played some ice, some regular ice there. We might still be a few guys short, I think. But in general terms, it's why we've got a decent sized squad. We used Kieran Hare. From our under-20s last weekend, and he's done well, so he, as a junior player, he gives us a little bit more depth. So, you know, we'll go with the lineup we've got. I think we've seen in the past we can travel light and still do a job. We can travel with a bigger squad and be equally as effective. So I think we'll see what we've got after we skate on Friday night, and whatever team we put on the ice will be ready to play and look for 4 points this weekend.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate your time tonight, and all the very best for the weekend, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Great, thank you very much, Craig.